All right, everybody, welcome back once again. This is our seventh fruit bite. It's the Dr. Tree Fruit and Don podcast. I'm Don Seifert, and I'm here with Dr. Carrie Peter. Say hi, Carrie.
Hello.
And you have an update from Dr. Crossweller. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
I have an update and also have an update from the entomologists and I have my own update. So we have a full docket today.
Okay, well, I'll
All
let you
right.
rock and roll.
Okay, so first I am going to give you the horticultural update, and this comes from Dr. Rob Crossweller. And he said it would be good to remind growers that the best time for collecting leaf analysis is mid-July through mid-August. This is a time in the growing season when nutrient levels are most stable and we have good research results upon which to indicate if the orchard's fertility levels are where they should be to ensure adequate growth and good fruit quality. The best samples are of a single variety of the same age on one rootstock. Normally, they need to collect 50 to 60 leaves for a sample. Leaves should be collected midway on current season's shoot growth and collect the samples either before any cover sprays or as long as possible after a cover spray. Okay, so this goes for both apples and peaches, peaches slash, I'm sorry, peaches slash nectarines, your stone fruit. Okay, he also mentions that some people have been asking about the use of sap analysis for nutrient level determination in tree fruit crops. And he says, unfortunately, that science has not been fully validated for tree fruit crops. And the main drawback is that sap analysis does not take into account the tree's nutritional reserves that are reabsorbed in the fall and incorporated into the tree structure to be utilized for new growth next spring. And just to note, for both leaf analysis and also soil analysis, Dr. Crossweller didn't mention soil analysis, but if you haven't done that in a while, and if you're seeing unusual symptoms in your trees that aren't disease related, it wouldn't be a bad idea to also do soil analysis. So just as a note for both plant tissue analysis and soil analysis, Penn State has an analytical lab that does this. And perhaps we can put that a link to that in our little blurb for this Fruit Bites on whatever website that you use to get the podcast. Okay, so that's it for the hort update. For the entomology update, okay, so it's a tag team effort here between Dr. Krofcek and Dr. Bittinger here at FREC. So Dr. Krofcek says, looking at the trap data he's getting from growers across Pennsylvania, he doesn't see the start of the second generation codling moth yet at any location we're monitoring, including FREC, despite what NUA is predicting. So there was some sort of conflicting, I should say, opinions out there of whether or not to have the second generation codling moth spray. But according to Dr. Krofcek, they aren't seeing the second generation yet. So it appears that it will be some time before growers will need to start spraying against codling moth. Dr. Bittinger also comments that growers need to be alert for rapid increases in mite and woolly apple aphid populations from now on. We've been seeing higher than normal levels of potato leaf hopper injury of cupped leaves with yellowing edges this year, which are easily controlled by systemic neonicotinoid products like Isale, Actara, and Savanto. So that is the entomology update. And last, and certainly not least, as far as the plant disease update. So a couple things that growers need to be mindful of. First, let's talk about stone fruit. I see early peaches and nectarines are being harvested right now, but we're going to be getting in full swing very soon. So growers need to be thinking about their pre-harvest brown rot sprays. So these are the sprays that you want to be planning about 18 days, 9 days, and about 1 day pre-harvest. So depending on when your harvest time is for your peaches and or nectarines. And so when you do these three timely sprays, you can control brown rot by about 95%. And so this is all research that has come out of Rutgers. Now, if you've got peaches that are going to be, or nectarines that are going to be harvested soon, you may only need 2 pre-harvest brown rat sprays. But especially for the further we get into the season, you'll probably need multiple pre-harvest sprays. So what kind of cover sprays are we talking about here? Or I should say, what pre-harvest sprays, not cover sprays, but pre-harvest sprays? Well, this is something like Fontellus, rotating with Indar, rotating with Marabon. So these are 3 different products with different frat groups. You're rotating the different frat groups to keep the brown rot fungus guessing. Other products that you could use during this 18, 9, and 1 day pre-harvest spray, you could use Miravis, Luna Sensation, Luna Experience, Pristine, Topsin, Sevia, Inspire Super, Tilt, Quash, Vanguard, Flynn Extra, and even Captan. You can throw Captan in the mix, but I know some growers aren't really keen on with Captan because of the residue. So they all vary in their pre-harvest intervals. So just be mindful of what product you use, because some products are like 14 days, some products are a 0-day pre-harvest interval. So it's also important to be mindful of what you spray during the blossom period, especially if you had high pressure for blossom blight caused by the brown rot fungus. So just go back to your spray records to see what you sprayed during bloom time to make sure that you aren't overusing any particular frat group. As far as organic options goes, sulfur is always an option. Also, some of my research has shown something like Double Nickel or a Serenade product, that Serenade ASO or Serenade Opti, actually does an okay job, especially if you're going to be moving fruit very quickly. If you're going to have your fruit sticking around, even in storage, you may need that. You'll see sort of the limits of those products, but we do see actually pretty decent control with those 2 products for a limited time, especially after the fruit have been harvested. Cherry leaf spot. So still continuing with the stone fruit discussion. Cherry leaf spot. Sour cherries have been harvested. Don't forget those post-harvest sprays for cherry leaf spot. The goal is to limit defoliation. You don't want your trees devoid of leaves in August. That will stress the trees out going into the winter season. So a couple pre-harvest or post-harvest sprays, anything will work. You know, we're talking, you know, Topsin, Bravo, Indar, Marabon, Sillet, Xyram, you know, and cherry leaf spot's pretty straightforward to control. So you want about 2 post-harvest sprays. So one hopefully should have gone on by now, maybe put another one on at the end of the month or beginning of August. Okay, now switching to apples, 2 things I just want to mention are, number 1, bitter rot. I am already seeing symptoms of bitter rot on immature fruit. And the answer is yes, immature fruit can get bitter rot. So we've had pretty good conditions since about the beginning of June. So it doesn't surprise me to see bitter rot symptoms showing up out in the orchard, which tells me that the pressure's there. So folks should be keeping good coverage. Don't let coverage lapse. Be mindful how much rain has fallen. And so the products that work the best right now for bitter rot is Captan, of course, roughly about 3 pounds to the acre. And if you need something stronger incorporated with Captan, especially for the very vulnerable Honeycrisp, think about Aprovia, Omega. Those 2 have a 28-day, 30-day PHI. So be mindful of the timing of when you're applying those products. Flynn Extra and Luna Sensation are other 2 good products. They have a 14-day PHI, and Marabon, which has a 0-day PHI. So just be mindful of this. This is going to be a bitter rot season based on what I'm seeing already. And again, I will repeat, yes, immature fruit can get bitter rot depending on when they were infected and the disease conditions and pressure at the moment. As far as other products, additional products that could be added, down south, they've looked at the phosphorus acid-based products like Rampart and Profite, incorporating those, adding something that seems to add a little more oomph. Regalia also might add a little bit more control, kind of enhancing sort of the plant's own defenses. Working with the conventional products, Regalia alone is very weak. but for during high disease pressure, especially if it's raining a lot, for you folks that are in the eastern part of the state, I've noticed, I think you've been getting a lot more rain than we have in the central part, south central part. So it may, you know, if you've got an apple crop this year, it's something to consider to sort of beef up your defenses for your apples. As far as organic products, you know, sulfur always your best bet. As far as products like Serenade or Double Nickel, they do work to a point, but you have to remember these products easily wash off. So it's something that you're going to, if you are practicing organic disease management, this is something that you're going to have to be watching for the rainfall, how much rainfall, and then reapplying often those products. And the last thing I want to mention is apple blotch, or I used to call it Marcinina blotch. Symptoms are already really popping up out there. I've had as early as last week, and then I do notice infection in my Rome block right now. So this disease defoliates trees really quickly. And as far as like the timing of initial infection, we're still trying to sort of suss out those details, but I actually think the primary period of infection may have started back in late May, early June. So right now what the goal is to limit defoliation. That is really the goal. You do not want your trees to defoliate sooner than they have to. So be really mindful of keeping your trees covered, and don't let coverage lapse. Something like Captan or Xyram will be good products. Tank mix Xyram with a spreader sticker to add some rain fastness to it. You can tank mix a lot of products to sort of limit defoliation, something like Marivon or Luna Sensation, Omega, Circatus, believe it or not, that has a 0-day PHI. Miravis also works. That is a 30-day PHI. Fontellus and Improvia, they have a 28-day, 30-day PHI. Trionic or Procure, that is a 14-day PHI. Sevia has a 0-day PHI, and Topsin has a 1-day PHI. So there's lots of products you could tank mix with your Captan or Xyram to limit that defoliation. And we do know most cultivars are pretty vulnerable. Some are more vulnerable than others, but right now I've been hearing reports on Gala. I definitely know Rome has it. Honeycrisp and Cameo are very vulnerable. Fuji's very vulnerable. And pretty much everything out there is a target. So just really be mindful. Also be mindful if you're using alternate row middle sprays. Those who know me know I'm not a fan of this. And so you need to be very careful when you're using alternate row middle sprays. And if your intervals are 5 days apart, but if it rains in that 5 days and one half of your tree has been naked for that 5 days, don't be surprised if you see disease popping up on that side. So I may be seeing alternate row middle apple blotch showing up. So please, please, please just be mindful of what you're spraying and when you're spraying it and how you're spraying it. So yes. So again, just to summarize right now, this is the time of year to be doing leaf analysis, soil analysis on your trees. As far as insects go, we haven't reached the second generation yet of codling moth, but be on the lookout for that. That most likely is coming up soon. But do be on the alert for mite and woolly apple aphids. Also potato leaf hoppers as well. On the disease front, we need to be thinking about the pre-harvest brown rot sprays, the post-harvest cherry leaf spot sprays, bitter rot, and apple blotch. So I think I've covered everything. Don, did I miss anything?
No, that was pretty comprehensive and honestly pretty quick too. So
well, also, I just want to say a big shout out to everyone who attended the field day last Thursday on July 7th. Really appreciate, we had a wonderful turnout. Really appreciate everyone who came to that and also the positive feedback, because it looks like folks are really enjoying these little Fruit Bite podcasts. So, and that all goes to Don. Don is the one who churns these out. So my hat off to him, or hat off to you, Don.
Thanks, Gary. All right. Well, with that, we'll wrap it up and I'll get this cranked out. So,
all right, great.
Thanks, Gary.
All right. Good luck, folks.
Bye.
Bye.